name is Dante Perry. I am a fifth hour honors world history, and I am doing the decolonization of Rwanda and Burundi.
So, what led to the decolonization of Burundi and Rwanda?
Well, when Europe decided to split up Africa into their own nations, they split up. You know, that was the Germans and the Belgians split up those two countries into what they are today, and it wasn't really planned on what the tribes were. It was just kind of wrong.
And so how were the tribes affected?
Well, there was a lot of fighting. There was, in fact, a genocide in the 1970s because the people did not get along, and the group known as the Hutus were slaughtered. About 800,000 of them were slaughtered, in fact, and all that was just because of, you know, their borders weren't made to what they were supposed to be.
And so Germany disrupted this country and made it full of...
There was an empire before, and they were pretty off. They were good. And then Germany came and just screwed everything up.
And did the Germans try and help?
Mm-mm.
Anyone else try to help?
No, no help. But except there were a few refugees that went to all over the world.
So they did... The people didn't really help the countries, but they helped the people escape from that.
Yeah.
And how did that affect the Cold War?
It was a big part of the decolonization in just all over the world that was happening in South America and Africa and some parts of North America, Central America. You know, the guy, I forget the dude's name, but he went around South America helping people gain their independence, and people were being influenced by all these capitalism and communism.
Do you have any final words?
No. I'm good.
Thank you.